Dr. Flack, thanks very much for being here with us this morning.
You're welcome, Aaron.
The first thing I wanted to talk about from last night's school board meeting was the discussion on class sizes. The principals at all the buildings talked about how big some of their different sections or classes were, and especially at the middle school and high school level, kind of talked about the dynamics of making a schedule. School board's biggest concern seemed to be, especially at the middle school level, where some of the sections were in the 30s, but that's also right now a time of, after budget cuts, kind of readjusting, reevaluating how things are done, and the school board agreed to start looking at some of those solutions moving forward as we go into budget time.
Yes, Aaron, I think the board needed to hear from Brian McNeil as far as the scheduling issues that are dealt with in the middle school. You know, some of the sections of language arts, for example, have 30, 32 kids in them, but there are other sections with only 11 or 12. So if, you know, if we tried to even out the sections, you'd have 20 students per class, which is more than manageable. But as Mr. McNeil explained during the board meeting, we have to consider the needs of the students when we're scheduling as well. Some students maybe haven't progressed as rapidly as others. We have some students maybe taking the advanced literature or advanced language arts classes in 7th or 8th grade, and some students we're still trying to work on the basics more day-to-day. And then we have some students who need really to develop their skills in reading and writing, so we have skill-building classes for those students, and sometimes we have maybe 5 or 6 or 7 students in those classes. So it is a difficult situation to work through. You know, it's not a situation where we're understaffed. However, we do need to see what we can do to level out some of those classes and make class size more amenable, I think, to the students and to the staff.
And it does sound like one of those things, I think they even brought it up last night, you could say you can make one adjustment, but in a schedule matrix like that, when you're dealing with all those teachers and they all have to have a couple open periods for prep and whatnot, pull one string and 1,000 other strings ended up getting moved. It's a giant web with that kind of matrix.
Yeah, Aaron, there are always options. In fact, you know, we mentioned 3 or 4 options last night, but I think every option, as you said, has, you know, it affects something else. So you have to be very careful when you're making those adjustments. It's, I think, one of the issues that nearly all schools are working with. I know Pleasantville is working through similar situations with their 7th grade as far as class size. And when we're at, you know, limited budgets, and as I reported last night, our enrollment is going to decline again this year when compared to last year. And funding is determined by enrollment. So you have to measure all of those different factors and make adjustments where you can. And we will continue to do that. We'll start meeting with our budget committee here in another month or so, and we'll talk to all of the building principals and see what we need to do to make the changes in the best interest of the kids.
All right, and then overall, the other buildings, it seemed like the school board, most of the classes were in the 20 range.
Yeah, it was mostly a report on how scheduling was done and class size. You know, there was some comment about the number of offerings we offer our high school students, and I think one of the board members threw out a figure of 157 opportunities or different options for kids, which is very true, but some of those options also include classes offered by Des Moines Area Community College. Some of the classes are online classes that we keep in the schedule because we have students who want to take those classes and want to get college credit while they're still in high school. And also at the high school level, you know, electives are a big part of the schedule, but the mandates from the state as far as what every school is required to offer determine a lot of what those classes are that we must offer.
Just briefly on another note too, you kind of already mentioned it, but right now tentative certified enrollment is going to be down a little bit again, as was expected and projected through the budget forecast.
Yeah, we're looking at a certified enrollment of about 46 fewer students than last year, so our enrollment's going to be probably around 1820. Last year we were at 1868, so that's a concern, of course. We graduated more students last year than we brought into kindergarten, but that's something that we've expected for quite a while. It does appear as though class sizes are leveling off now to, you know, 125 to 130, somewhere in there. So if that's the case, you know, we're going to level off and it'll be a lot easier to work with class size and budgets and that kind of things.
Also, on a different note, next week is kind of the big day, it sounds like, next Monday for the auditorium project, as that's when people will see a lot of cranes in town and see some giant walls be going up.
Yeah, starting next Monday, the precast concrete walls are supposed to be delivered, and they'll be taken right off the truck and erected. I think when people see something going up vertically, they're going to think, feel at least, like a lot more is being done at the auditorium. There has been a lot of work done these last 3 weeks. The footings are nearly complete now. They're going to start the underground electrical. Some of that work has already been done, and underground plumbing work. But when you see walls go up, you have a feeling that there really is some progress that is observable, and you see the progress taking place a lot faster. Yeah. So they're still on schedule to complete the building, you know, by around July 4th. So as long as the weather holds this fall and early winter, I think we'll be fine.
And then also the track, that sounds like that's getting solved as well.
Yeah, I think we'll have resolution to the track issue. Midwest Tennis and Track Surfaces is going to put a spray polyurethane and rubber blend on there that will take care of all of the damage that was done by bicycle tires. It'll make a uniform surface. They'll put that on probably over the next few days. They have to order the materials. Then they'll give us a definite schedule for completing the project, but they should be able to get that done and get the track painted before it gets too cold.
All right. Anything else you'd like to add today?
No, Aaron. Thanks for the opportunity to visit with you today.
All right. Thanks very much. Have a good day.